Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, goodbye, farewell.
Not to you, Christina.
Never to me.
Never.
I'm here forever.
Yes. We were talking about that front off the eastern seaboard. Boy, plenty of heat and plenty of humidity, and it produced plenty of problems Friday and the Saturday. You're listening to the Weather Insider Podcast for Monday, May 23rd.
Oh, we got it.
I had to think about it a second.
Proud of you.
I just looked at your phone. You got a message from your husband.
I did. Yeah. It's probably about picking something up at Home Depot because
This is what I do now.
This is what it's like.
You own a house and you're never done with it. I was doing the childproof locks on my kitchen drawers and cabinets. I did it on cabinets.
You know what?
The first thing I did was look at the instructions, which means I couldn't understand them. They were like, I thought it was in Yiddish because I couldn't understand it. So I thank gosh, I looked online, and the first thing the gentleman who put them together said, don't look at the instructions. They're the worst I've ever seen.
All of this checks out.
So I got all my power tools out, got the drill out, and I decided I wasn't going to listen to him.
Wow.
For one thing, because I didn't want to get out because I'm a man, I was too lazy to get out the other drill bit that I had.
Uh-huh.
He said that don't use the 1/16, use a bigger one. I said, well, I already have this one, and I'm sure it's good. So then I used it in the drawers, and I snapped. I broke my drill bit. It is still in there.
It lives there now.
It lives there
now.
Forever and ever and ever. So then I decided to follow the instructions, and then after an hour, I got the first one up, and then I figured it out.
That sounds exhausting.
Oh, it was. It was. So I told my wife, I hate you for putting me through this.
Oh, sure.
And yeah, she goes, I think I'm going to leave the house while you get this. But I did get them in after I figured it out. So anyway, that was this weekend, because if you're outdoors over the weekend, boy, was it steamy. I cut the grass so on Saturday. I think I shed 8 pounds.
I did yard work on my pit. For those of you who have not followed along with my yard work antics, I'm new to owning a home. It's very hard. We're redoing the backyard. It's exhausting and terrifying because our backyard is literally a pit. Although we now have a nice new retaining wall.
Mm-hmm.
And by we, I mean my husband did 90% of the work, and I tried really hard.
Did you hand them some drinks?
I handed him the tools and like 18 Gatorades.
So you were the lackey.
I was.
Everybody should have a lackey.
I know my place.
I was the lackey.
You know what, though? Yeah. I did some shoveling. Mm-hmm. We have a whole pile of dirt the size of me in the backyard. Yeah. It's a lot of dirt. So, you know, we're getting there. But oh my gosh.
It was steamy.
I was so sweaty. It was gross. Yeah. I won't lie to you.
It was a gross weekend. And anytime you have heat, you always look on the edges of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
First, when we left you on Friday, there was an EF3 tornado in Gaylord, Michigan. That's rare for that far north of Michigan.
Yeah.
The damage is just unbelievable. That it's a small town.
Yep.
It's mostly known for being lake effect snow.
Mm-hmm.
But they had an EF3 tornado.
Strongest tornado in 10 years, by the way.
And then that front that produced a tornado, and it was kind of, you know, it was a derecho. There's no question about it across mm-hmm. southwest Ontario. But most derechos go around the rim of the heat, so they end up going east and then dive southeast. This went southwest. It moved northeast, so it was moving in from the southwest. And, you know, for those that are unfamiliar with the population of Canada, almost like 90% of it lives or a very high number, I don't know what it is, right along the U.S. border.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to describe this as best I can. You get pockets in the east and the west.
Yeah.
So you've got out west Vancouver, for example, where there's high pockets of population. Yeah. And then in the east, I mean, think about it, Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, Quebec City, all right there.
And that area in southwest Ontario, east of Detroit,
mm-hmm.
there's just a huge sprawl. Well, that hit that area.
Yeah.
I mean, what did they figure out? 47% of the country was without power for a time from that.
That's unbelievable.
It's an unbelievable
18 million people.
I mean, that is an enormous amount Given their population. Now, much better weather, that front has moved off the coast. And boy, as uncomfortable as it was over the weekend, it's the polar opposite of how comfortable it is today.
I am so excited about this. Yeah. I will willingly go help with the pit in my backyard today. Yeah. I will volunteer my mediocre pit services.
Yes.
Because it's going to be gorgeous outside.
That's because everybody needs a lackey.
I'm the lackey, yeah. And I will happily be the lackey today. It's going to be so nice. Yeah. We're going to have temperatures back in the 60s and 70s. If you live in the Ohio Valley, though, even into the North Central, we're looking at the upper 50s in some spots, which, I mean, it's kind of like a taste of early spring almost.
There's no sign of spring in the Midwest this week.
No, it's going to be
chilly. For much of the work week, yeah.
It's going to be very chilly. The Northeast, though, 60s, 70s, a little breezy, nice breeze out of the north, bringing the cooler, drier air in. And oh, Bernie, we had dew point temperatures in the 30s this morning. Mm-hmm. That measure the moisture in the air with the dew points. And when you're looking at the 30s at this time of year, that's nice. We like that. That's
we
nice
do.
Dry air.
Although if it clears out, it'll be cold. That's what you'll get down to.
I mean,
it's cold.
I don't hate the cold though. No. So I'm a little biased. I'm not going to lie. I know you're not supposed to be biased, but in this I am because I'm psyched. I like a nice, crisp, cool morning and a nice warm but not hot day, and that's what you're getting. The one thing I want to mention, and you're going to talk more about this. We've been talking about that storm, that low that came in from the Gulf last night.
Yeah.
We'll get into some more. Yeah. That one's a little funky. But you might see just the littlest, bittiest bit of moisture stretch up into Delmarva and the Mid-Atlantic. I mean, if you live in southern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, along the I-95 corridor, a little further south, you might catch a shower, a little bit of rain really later in the day today. But that's about it, and it's nothing that's going to ruin your whole day.
Tick-tock. Oh, was I saying something?
Go ahead, Bernie. You must speak.
Well, you know what? Drenching showers, thunderstorms, Texas southeast over the next couple of days. Watch for severe weather around San Antonio tonight, and look at the eastern Carolinas as we head through tomorrow. That's hot.
No
that's
way.
Being concise.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Hey, really quickly, though.
No such thing.
No such thing. depends who's talking. This weekend, a little more tranquil. And while it's cooled off in the central U.S., we're going to warm things right back up. And I actually took a gander at next week. We may get hot. The heat comes back. Christina will be sweating outside in the pit as we head into next week. It looks hot.
I know.
Tropics still quiet. That system tried to form at the last second. It was getting better organized, but there's too much shear.
That's what brings the severe weather
as we go through tomorrow. See, I could just keep... I hear so many voices in my head. This is normal. But this will likely be the first year in 7 years that the hurricane season starts without a named tropical storm or subtropical storm before June 1st. But we still have some time. And we are out of time.
That was pretty decent.
Yeah.
That was all right.
Yeah.
Just all right.
Yeah. Do you want to take her home? You want me to take her home?
You do it. Uh-huh. It's all you. You like to talk.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, make sure you download the AccuWeather app, by the way. Free download on your mobile device. You can track the thunderstorms. We have minutecast, minute-by-minute weather. For your exact location, we'll let you know when the rain's going to start, stop, get heavy, get light. Nothing can bother me. Have a great Monday.
Just wait.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.